It's about time. I was starting to think you imbeciles would never manage to get your hands on them. No, Spencer, not right now. Do I look like I have time for that? Go ask Morris. Ugh, out of my way.
Hal? Quick question. Why are they tied up? Yes, yes. I know they're our prisoner. I'm the one who told you to kidnap them in the first place. It's just... Well, I could be wrong. But I thought I made it clear that they were to be handled gently. What part of being trussed up like a Thanksgiving turkey says gentle to you? You fool. You should be grateful if I don't melt your mind into a puddle later. Now get out of my sight. Ugh, good lord. Does no one in villainy care about decorum anymore? I'm so sorry, my dear. Here. Allow me. Oh, those marks. I apologize. I'll make sure to get you some salve for it later. What? The outfit doesn't give it away? This logo is trademarked, you know. Surely you've seen me on the news. Or maybe it would help if I told you to... Look into my eyes. That's right. The great Mesmer, at your service. Well, I suppose that's not entirely true. Since you're the one who will be serving me. But it's the thought that counts. Isn't that right? Oh, darling, don't pretend like you don't know. I can't tell you how long I've been searching. How long I've waited to find someone like you. Your powers are like nothing I've ever seen. What powers? Oh, how cute. I have to admit, you're a pretty good actor. Perhaps, if I ever let you go, you should think about Broadway. With your talent and those stunning looks, you could probably make it big. But I'm afraid your little show of confusion won't get you anywhere with me. You might as well just give up and make yourself comfortable. Tell me, how do you like the room? I spared no expense. Particularly when it comes to the bed. I'm sure you'll find it as soft as a cloud. The perfect place to enjoy a long, deep sleep. Oh, I'm sure you can figure it out. Yes. I can hardly wait to see those pretty eyes glaze over and see the fight leave your body as you succumb to my power. My poor darling. Are you afraid? Don't worry. It's quite a pleasant experience, I promise you. At least, that's what I'm told. Some even beg me to put them under again. Oh, you're welcome to try to resist. In fact, I'd rather like to see you struggle. But be warned, darling. I'm rather tenacious. You will serve me, little hero. No matter what it takes, I will bend that beautiful mind of yours to my will. Ah, careful. I wouldn't try that if I were you. Oh dear. I tried to warn you, darling. Unfortunately for you, that door will open for me, and me alone. And should anyone else try and get through, as you've seen, they'll have a rather shocking twist in store. I can't make it too easy for you to escape me, now can I? Face it, hero. You are mine. Don't be ridiculous. Of course you're a hero. What else would you be with your powers? All right. That's enough, darling. Let's drop the act, shall we? It's starting to get a bit stale. You know perfectly well what I'm talking about. Believe me, it will be much better for you if you just... Unless... Wait. No. Surely not. This has to be an act. Right? There's no way you truly wouldn't know. Good Lord. So it's true then. You really don't know what you are. What you can do. Well, that's unexpected. Still. I suppose I can't complain, especially if it means I get to do the big, dramatic reveal. First of all, darling, tell me, how have your dreams been lately? Has there been anything strange about them? Oh, really? Then... You haven't dreamt about something, only to find that, in a day or two, it comes true. You haven't dreamt of a conversation, only to have had it soon after. Or perhaps, you've dreamt of a certain object, only to find it beside you once you woke up. Maybe even in your hands. I'll take that horrified look as a yes. It's no coincidence, darling. Those are your powers at work. And your particular power is dream creation. Yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. By dreaming about something, you can will it into being. Needless to say, your mind holds unfathomable power. And if that power were to be harnessed, if someone could find a way to influence your dreams, they could potentially have anything they desire. That's right, darling. You have the power of dreams. And I have the power of sleep. We're a match made in heaven. A little hypnosis, a few gentle suggestions, and you will dream for me, creating whatever reality I want. At last, after all these years, I'll finally be able to set things right. Oh, darling. I'm afraid you don't have much of a choice. It's not like you're part of the Heroes League, after all. No one knows you're here. No one is coming to help you. Just surrender to me, my dear. Make it easy on yourself. Surrender and look into my eyes. Closing your eyes, Ah, yes. The oldest trick in the book. That's what they all try. But do you really think that will save you? Oh, but don't you realize, Hero? We've already started. Yes, already. You're listening to the sound of my voice. Hanging on my every word. Listen to me, my darling. Focus on my voice and my words. You know you want to, after all. My voice is so soft, so soothing. Feel it surround you, seeping in, filling your mind. Yes. Let it wash away your thoughts, leaving you blank and empty. Nothing but emptiness. And bliss. All you want is to keep listening. That's it. Just listen to my voice. Listen and obey. Now, my darling, look into my eyes. Very good. Just keep looking. Feel them drawing you in, deeper and deeper. Yes. Let them draw you into their warm, inescapable embrace. Feel your fear melting away. All your stress and tension evaporating. Relax, darling. Yes, that's it. Just relax. After all, you know you can't resist. Even if you could. You wouldn't want to. No, of course not. You'd be happy to stay here forever, wouldn't you? Staring into my eyes forever and ever. You're sinking deeper and deeper with each passing moment. Yes, just falling, sinking, surrendering, deeper and deeper. Oh, darling, you look so tired. Are your eyes growing heavy? Yes, you feel it, don't you? You feel the haze of sleep drifting across your mind, like a cloud across the moon. You can hear it calling to you, soft, sweet, irresistible. Wouldn't it feel wonderful to just surrender? Yes. Don't fight it, darling. Just give in and let yourself sink deep down. That's it. Surrender and sleep. Yes. Good. Sleep for me. Sleep. 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 Sweet dreams, my dear little hero.